Yesterday, on March 16th, the commission met in regular session and had a full agenda on the agenda, which is probably of interest to a lot of your listeners, is the commission's consideration of whether or not to extend the face covering requirement that had been in place since mid-November in the city of Garden City. The commission, on a 4-1 vote, elected not to extend that. So that actually expires on March 16th, so today, when we're recording this. So we will continue for the foreseeable future. I don't know how long. We're still yet to meet as a staff and sort of figure out what that means operationally. But for right now, we'll continue to operate the organization with a face covering requirement. We were actually doing that in the couple weeks leading up to the commission taking the item up a citywide or community-wide. But for operationally in city buildings and with our employees and our and those who do work for the city under contract work, we'll continue to require face coverings as an employer decision, much as a store could decide to do that, a restaurant could decide to do that, or another public entity could decide to do that, sort of leaving that freedom up to each individual place. So we'll continue to do that. And really, our motivation is we need to stay operational for the public. And, if that provides some added layer of protection, we understand at this point in time it's not an end-all, be-all solution, but if it does provide a little bit of a defense coupled with, the hygiene and the distancing and those types of things, we can stay operational and continue to be able to provide police protection, fire service, utility service, park services, all those recreation, all those different things for the public that they expect.